With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Two federal courts have jumped into the government shutdown matter with the president weighing in. Correspondent George Williams has more.
Separate U.S. district judges from Blue State New England have ordered the Trump administration to pay for SNAP using emergency reserve funds. The question is which funds and how to deliver them for this new month, either to partially or fully prop up the nearly $8 billion annual emergency food program run through the Agriculture Department. In response, President Trump says on social media, in part, our government lawyers do not think we have the legal authority to pay SNAP with certain monies we have available. I do not want Americans to go hungry just because the radical Democrats refuse to do the right thing and reopen the government. Therefore, I have instructed our lawyers to ask the court to clarify how we can legally fund SNAP as soon as possible. George Williams, Washington.
Nothing is set in stone just yet. However, President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. The president is sharply criticizing the Nigerian government, saying it's failed to stop the persecution of Christians in the West African country. Trade talks with Canada appear to be off. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
President Trump says the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to him for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Trump says he likes Carney a lot, but what they did was wrong. The White House insists the ad was just the latest in a string of problems between the two countries.
British police say 10 people have been taken to hospitals after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train, nine of them with life-threatening injuries. In a statement early Sunday, hours after the attack, British Transport Police also said the incident has been declared a major incident and that counterterrorism police are supporting the investigation. This is SRN News. A new report on divorce in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that one-third of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life pregnancy centers have been adding more medical services and could be poised to do more. The expansion, ranging from testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections to providing primary medical care, has been unfolding for years. It gained steam after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The push could get more momentum with Planned Parenthood closing some clinics and considering shuttering other following changes to Medicaid. This is SRN News. The FBI says a violent plot has been disrupted in the Detroit area.
In Michigan, multiple people were arrested Friday, and FBI Director Kash Patel says they were prevented from carrying out a violent attack over the Halloween weekend. Local police in Dearborn say there is no threat to the community. In a statement to Fox News, Patel said through coordination with local partners, a potential act of terror was stopped before it could unfold. FBI agents and state police were at a house in Dearborn. They've been seen bringing in bags from an evidence truck and carrying items out. FBI in Detroit confirmed that officers were also in the neighboring town of Inkster. I'm Jennifer King.
A large crowd of young people gathered at Halloween night in Washington's Navy Yard neighborhood before being run out of the park area by police and National Guard members. Authorities say someone in the crowd engaged in disorderly conduct, getting into fights and disrupting traffic. At least five people ranging from 14 to 18 were arrested. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.